Do you know how much God loves you? As you're coming up on this Easter season, with Palm Sunday being today, the 16th of March, next week, next Friday, Good Friday, and then Sunday is when we celebrate Easter, Resurrection Sunday, whatever you call it. I want you to understand and remember and just even learn if you don't know that Easter, the whole Passion of Christ, the whole all of that kind of stuff that we celebrate during this time of the year is the demonstration of God's love for you. He sent Christ, as the Bible says in John chapter 3 verse 16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God sent Jesus to die for the sin of the world. And in particular, he sent him to die for you. Now, during this time, when you're going to get your new suit, thinking about going to church or whatever, I want you to think about the fact that God loves you. He sent Christ as the demonstration of his love. Like it says in Romans chapter 5, verse number 8, it says that, in essence, when we wasn't even thinking about God, when we weren't even studying God, we weren't even trying to get down with him, he sent Christ to die for us. So, as a believer, somebody who's saved, as a disciple of Christ, as a Christian, or whatever title you want to put on it, I have to tell you that God loves you. And then more than that, he wants you to be reconciled, or he wants to come back, you to come back into fellowship with him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, around verse 17, 18, 19, 20, around there, it talks about God reconciling the world through Jesus Christ. And he's not holding the sin of the world against the world. He's not adding up all the stuff you did, who you did it with, what time you did it, and how bad it was. He put all the sin on Jesus Christ, hung Christ out there on the cross. Well, the Romans hung him on the cross, but that was all in God's plan. Christ has already paid the penalty. Now, all you have to do is accept what Christ did. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. John chapter 1 talks about everybody who received what Christ did has the ability to become a child of God. So, Easter coming up Sunday, will you be reconciled to God? He loves you, and he wants you to come back into fellowship with him. It's not just words, but he demonstrated it by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. More than that, to be raised from the dead for you. Peace.